On weekdays, the daily Amidah is 18 or 19 brachot, and on Shabbat and Yom Tov, it's 17 brachot. But the Amidah for Musaf Rosh Hashanah is unique in that it's made up of 19 brachot, the three opening brachot that are at the beginning of every Amidah, the three concluding brachot that come at the end of every Amidah, and three special middle brachot of Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofrot that we only have on Rosh Hashanah. So there's actually a machloket Rishonim about the brachot of Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofrot, and the Baal HaMa'or has two rather unique shitot that's discussed by many of the Rishonim, but we paskan not like him. Number one, he holds that these brachot are not unique to Musaf, but they're recited in all the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. He gets this from the Gemara in the fourth parak of Masechet Brachot, which asks, why do we say nine brachot on Rosh Hashanah? And he doesn't make any mention of it being specifically for Musaf, so he understands that it's all the Amidot of Rosh Hashanah. And number two, he holds that the nine brachot are only recited by the Shliach Tzibur, by the Chazan. The congregation, everybody says a regular Yom Tov Amidah, just seven brachot. And this opinion is brought by the Rosh and the Tur as the custom of the Gaonim. So as I mentioned, we don't paskin like this. The Aruch HaShulchan raises an interesting question. He says, what about a person who's in the middle of nowhere on Rosh Hashanah, doesn't have a machzor? And he doesn't know the text of Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofrot off by heart, but he does know how to put together a regular seven bracha Musaf Amidah for Rosh Hashanah. So what should he do? Should he not say any Amidah at all because they don't know how to say what Chazal were attacking to say? Or should they say a seven bracha Amidah, which will be in accordance with the Shita of the Gaonim? And he says that in actual fact, that's what they should do. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, says that each of the brachot of Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofrot needs to contain at least 10 pesukim that reflect the theme of the bracha. 3 pesukim from Torah, 3 pesukim from Tehillim, 3 pesukim from Nevi'im, and then a final concluding pasuk from Torah. Why is it specifically 10 pesukim? So the Gemara gives three reasons, either to correspond to the 10 appearances of the word Hallelu in Tehillim Kuf Nun, or to correspond to the Asaram Ma'amarot, the 10 utterances with which the world was created, or to correspond to the Aseret HaDibrot. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Zayin, he explains that the Hallelus in Tehillim correspond to the concept of Shofrot, the Aseret HaDibrot are related to Zichronot, and the Asaram Ma'amarot are linked with the concept of Malchiyot, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world as a Melech. Now, because there's a significance in the number 10, we might have thought that it needs to be Davka 10 Pesukim, otherwise you lose the numerical connection. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Sif Dalad, like the Rosh and other Rishonim, who say that you can actually have extra Pesukim, they learn it out from the Gemara Masechet Megillah that says that even though there's a reason, or says there's a reason why seven people are called to the Torah on Shabbat, but nevertheless, we know that you can call up more people than seven, and that's what the Mishnah says in Masechet Megillah. So seeing as that number there is regarded as a minimum, they say the same's true here as well, and it's regarded as a minimum, even though logically we might have thought otherwise, and I haven't found anybody who disagrees with the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch as far as this halacha is concerned, and there's no limit on the maximum number of Pesukim that you can say in Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofrot. Ad Kan.